Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and this is Friday Night's Losers. Each week, I'll pick the losers in games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. Hey, J5V, what can you serve but never eat?
A volleyball.
Please continue to keep our brothers and sisters in Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina your thoughts and prayers. These people are going to need our help for a long time to get back on their feet. Okay, it's time to start picking some Friday. Night's losers.
Abbeville versus Widmyer.
The Panthers and Wolverines have met two times, in 1952 and 1955, and Abbeville won both of those games. Widmyer took down previously unbeaten Dixie last week. Honestly, it just doesn't matter. No one in the single-A classification can beat Abbeville. Jamie Nichols' Big Black Cats rule the jungle, and they gobble up the Ennery River-fanged Weasels. Friday, nice loser, the Whitmire Wolverines.
Dillon versus Marlboro County.
These two teams have been playing each other since 1988, and the Wildcats have a 19-9 advantage, including winning the last nine in a row against the Bulldogs. But the times, they are a-changing. The fur will be flying in Dillon, and the south of the border lynxes get chewed up by the Tobacco Road Hounds in one of the biggest games in the state. Friday, nice loser, the Dillon Wildcats.
Mountain View Prep versus Woodruff.
The Stars and Wolverines have never met, as Mountain View is in their first season of playing football. But Mountain View might as well be called the Spartanburg County All-Stars. Woodruff hasn't been 5-0 since Trey Elder's 2014 team and hasn't won a state title since the Willie Varner years when they won 10. I honestly believe the ghost of Willie Varner will be walking the sidelines this week, and maybe it's just what Brett Sloan's team needs. The Varnerville Wolves claw out a win over the Hillsite Heroes and go to 6-0. Friday, night's loser, the Mountain View Prep Stars.
West Florence versus Ridgeview.
The Knights and Blazers have met twice, 2006 and 2007, with each team winning one game. This is the rubber game of the match. The purple, fire-breathing lizards melt the armor of the green chevaliers en route to a scorching win. Friday, Knights loser, the West Florence Knights.
Somerville versus Ashley Ridge.
The Green Wave and Swamp Foxes have played 23 times, and Somerville has 19 wins. Make it 20. The Swamp Dogs go for a swim in the Flower Town Green Pool and are never heard from again. Friday, Knights loser, the Ashley Ridge Swamp Foxes.
McBee versus Louisville.
The Lions and Panthers have met 37 times since 1968. Louisville has a 26-11 advantage in the series, including four out of the last five. The Kings of the Richburg Jungle spring onto the red and black putty tats and tear them to pieces in their own backyard. Friday, Knights loser, the McBee Panthers.
Pageland Central versus Andrew Jackson.
The Volunteers and Eagles have played 49 times since 1975, and Central has won 37 of those games. Old Hickory's riflemen get out their long guns and knock the Watermelonville Raptors from the sky to get their second win of the season. Friday, nice loser, the Pageland Central Eagles.
Camden versus York.
Camden and York have played eight times between 1988 and 1995 when they were in the same conference, and the Bulldogs won all eight games. But that was then, and this is now. The fur will be flying when Dr. Dean Boyd takes his black and silver Pumas to historic Camden and puts the bite on Brian Rimp's Sandhills Hounds to give York its first win over Camden. Friday, nice loser, the Camden High Bulldogs.
Clover versus Indian Land.
These two teams have never met, but this game couldn't be more important as a playoff berth rides on it. The Catawba River Braves get caught in the open ground of the Clover Patch, and the Big Blue Raptors pluck out their eyes. Friday, nice loser, the Indian Land Warriors in a close one.
Nation Ford versus Catawba Ridge.
These two teams have met three times, with the Falcons winning two of the three games. Last year was the first time NAFO lost. A playoff spot is riding on this one, and it's in the nest. Jason McManus, Black Air Wing, dives out of the sun and drops too many bombs onto Zach Lendak's Green Snakes, blowing them back to the river. Friday, night's loser, the Catawba Ridge Copperheads, in a wild scoring contest.
South Point versus Lancaster.
The Stallions and Bruins have been playing each other since 2008, and South Point has won all 17 meetings. Unfortunately, some things don't change. The big red and silver hosses come out of the corral really fast and trample the Red Rose Bars under their fiery hooves. Friday, night's loser, the Lancaster Bruins.
Northwestern versus Rock Hill.
These two teams have met 60 times since 1972, and the Trojans have won 35 times to the Bearcats, 25 wins. Paige Wofford has won 5 in a row since losing his first game in the Rock Hill-Northwestern rivalry in 2019. The Bearcats have a new head coach in Randy Birch. And over the years, new Rock Hill head coaches, Bob Morrow, Jim Ringer, and Bubba Pittman, lost their first Rock Hill Northwestern game. Jimmy Mack Wallace and Joe Montgomery won their first Rock Hill Northwestern game. Which list will Coach Birch join? The fierce Garnet and Black Cats climb over the walls of Troy and end up drowning in the Purple Ocean after being pounded on the rocks by the wave. Friday, night's loser, the Rock Hill Bearcats. That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for listening. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take some time out to attend football games or support teams in your area. But always, be true to your school. So long from Football City, USA. J5V, let's make tracks.
We're going, Gino. Push it back, push it back.
Friday we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now, my girl will